Blog Talk Radio.
After a technical delay, we're on the air of the old Zaptin Show. I am Jill Brenneman. We have lots going on tonight. Our topic tonight, we're going to talk about Senator Edwards, former Senator Edwards, presidential candidate John Edwards, Democratic Party member John Edwards and his affair. He confessed. Does it change your views on him? Does it really matter to anyone but his family? Why is his lying to the public about a private affair news when George Bush's lies about weapons of mass destruction are ignored? But we have lots happening tonight. Let's go to breaking news. Let's go up to Presque Isle, Maine, in the XBN Crown Weather Services Forecast Center, breaking hurricane information. In the XBN Forecast Center, Robert Lightbound, Crown Weather Services. Robert Pickney Feldman, what's happening? Talk louder, Robert, we can't hear you.
Develop into probably first a tropical depression and then a tropical storm, either probably a depression either later tonight or tomorrow. And then a tropical storm from there, probably towards Saturday. From there, all indications are that it should start it should continue to intensify, probably right up to hurricane strength, probably late this weekend into early next week. Right now, there's a couple of possible paths it could take. One would be either right Florida or into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Or another idea would be to storm to track more towards the northwestern Bahamas and then just offshore of the eastern coast of Florida and then up towards the Carolina coastline towards later next week. Really, at this point, it's a little bit too early to say exactly what track it'll take, but all indications are that it could be a fairly formidable hurricane next week, and definitely something to watch out for.
All right, it's Rob Lightbound joining us from Presque Isle, Maine, and the Crown Weather Service's XBN Weather Center. We have more breaking news. Let's go to San Francisco and Tara Sawyer. Tara, what happened in Mexico City?
Oh, it was amazing. We had, as I was talking about on the last radio show, we had 175 sex workers come and talk about their issues, and it was really great. The sex worker groups won an award from the Human Rights Watch, which was absolutely amazing. And they got it for their work with Cambodia and other, other human rights violations. And that was a really big win for sex workers. And we also had a plenary speaker, Elena Renaga, and Annalise Cargo helped with translation services and stuff. But Elena is a sex worker from Latin America, and she was a plenary speaker. It's the first time we've ever had a sex worker at a plenary session. And she talked about sex workers and what her organization is doing. And it was really, really awesome to see and hear. So.
All right, Tara, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We seem to have lost the board. I'm not even sure if we're live right now.
Oh, no.
I know we lost Zach. Zach, call back in. We've lost Zach.
Zach is here. What do you mean?
Zach is here, too. What has happened to my board? We're all here, but it says none of us are here.
How is Crescent?
Well, lots going on. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Everybody's back now. Zach, Tara was in Mexico City at the 2008 AIDS conference, which was loosely paraphrasing a conference in Mexico City, which dealt with issues of HIV, and there was a strong contingent of sex workers there. Tara was discussing how an award was actually given to sex workers. Tara, did Melissa Farley ever show up?
No, she never did, that I saw, anyway.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. It was really sad. Apparently, she did show up in San Francisco last night for the Democratic County Commission. There was a discussion about having them support what is now called Measure K, which is the decriminalization of prostitution in San Francisco. And apparently Melissa Farley showed up with a bunch of her supporters, but we won out anyway, 18-12, and they're going to support us, which is great news.
It's great news unless you're Farley.
It is great.
Yes. But I'm a sex worker rights activist, so it's great news for me.
Tara, in 30 seconds or so, tell us more about Mexico City.
Yeah, the very end of the conference is a rapporteur session. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Some academic out there is going to get mad at me for pronouncing it wrong. And it's basically a rapporteur session is they dedicate the whole last day, Friday, to a wrap-up of everything that happened during the week around AIDS and around the conference. And pretty much everybody that got up to talk about the end of the conference almost all of them talk about sex workers and sex worker rights issues and how we need to really listen to sex workers and really take their issues to stand and say yes. And we had a bunch of people say, yes, we need to decriminalize prostitution everywhere. We need to give sex workers rights, and we need to give them access to HIV and AIDS testing, and we need to give them access to condoms and to lube and to, you know, you name it. And that was really awesome. So.
All right. That was our update from Tara Sawyer. Tara, we're going to switch topics. You're welcome to stay with us. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. We'd love to have you stay with us if you'd like. The topic is former North Carolina Senator and presidential candidate John Edwards. He confessed to having an affair. It was this big media hurrah, which I think is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know,
Aren't they all doing it now, Jill? I mean, isn't it like the thing to do?
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, Larry Craig played footsies and with a vice cop in Minneapolis Airport. And had he not been such a hater about gay rights, that was a non-issue to me. I mean, I don't care who he plays footsies with. And I don't really think him playing footsies in a restroom and with men or, well, he wouldn't be playing footsies with a woman in a restroom. But, you know, if he wants to engage in sexual activity with men, I don't really care, other than the fact that he's a complete hater. And he's obstructed legislation for gay rights. But meanwhile, we've got Bozo the president down in D.C. And, I mean, the guy has lied. The guy has lied about so many things. It's astonishing. I mean, I realize one is supposed to have respect for the president of the United States. But it's hard to have respect for somebody who lies about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Says that, you know, there's this gloom and doom threat from Iraq, only to find out there are no weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly.
Yet the media doesn't seem to pick up on the fact that he's lied, that
no,
he's gotten
don't.
Our country into war. Thousands and thousands of people have died. I mean, the economy, we went from a surplus of, you know, X amount of money to a deficit, not to mention the human cost. And why? Why is that not an issue, but John Edwards having an affair is an issue? I mean, this to me should be an issue between Senator Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards.
And I can explain it, but somehow Bush has got this wrapped around his finger. I mean, just like you said, Jew, I mean, he does all his dirt, but it's not really looked upon, you know. But then you see, you know, John Edwards having an affair, and then it's, you know, it's, you got to stop the presses, you got to just whatever, you got to kick him out of office. But I mean, really, I mean, somebody's missing the point here. Bush has drugged this country through the mud for 8 long, you know, actually, he drug it through the mud this whole first century, you know, the beginning of the century. That's really bad to start a century off the way he has. And nobody don't really seem to see that.
And what are they
looking at? Go ahead.
What are they looking at? They're looking at the affair that John Edwards had with a consenting adult woman. I mean, the woman was like 41, 42. I mean, she's old enough to make this decision consensually. I mean, there's not even the age imbalance like there was with Clinton and Lewinsky. I mean, this is a woman, what, you know, 10, 12 years younger than Edwards. But you know what? You know, 55 and 42, that's not like, you know, 25 and 14. You know, and
yeah,
I mean, there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Nope.
Saddam didn't even like Osama.
True.
And yet, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
I mean, even if we want to talk about hypocrisy, I mean, Larry Craig while I don't think what he did should be a crime anyway, and I think it's a monumental waste of taxpayer money to have vice cops hanging out, you know, at the Checkpoint 4 restroom at MSP to play footsies with men to catch them soliciting gay sex, and that to me is a who cares issue. But, you know, people are saying Edwards' political career is over. Why is it over? John McCain had an affair.
That's true.
John McCain could be the next president of the United States.
Let's hope not, but I don't know. I just think that people's focus are just, I don't know. I mean, I really can't. I mean, usually I could pinpoint it better, but now I'm just all over the place because just, I mean, you know, whenever you say it like that, you know, you look at what Bush has been doing and then nobody's really, you know, say anything about it, and then you look at something like John Edwards' affair, and it's just like, wow. I mean, I don't know why people are, you know, making certain topics hot and then other topics not, and then especially the ones that should be hot, they're just cold as ice. I don't know. I don't understand what are people are thinking is right and then what's wrong, because what Bush is doing, I can just go on for days of wrongness, but I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, to me, I mean, you're not saying, you know, the affair was right, but I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like after a while it gets old. You know, they're all having an affair somehow, some way. You know, they're in politics and they're just sleeping with prostitutes, sleeping with other women. So, like you said, Joe, that isn't as important as, you know, mass destruction weapons or something. I mean, a regular person can have an affair, you know, but a regular person, they might not be with, you know, with mass weapons. So, I don't know. I mean, they definitely are making a big deal of it than it really is. I believe so.
Well, Zach, if the average person... if the average person does something that results in the death of, you know, how many thousands of people have died in Iraq between U.S. soldiers and Iraqi civilians and others? And we're talking about thousands and thousands. If you or I do something that causes the death of thousands of people, I mean, we are in prison forever. That's it.
Oh,
done.
Can you imagine that? We won't even see the key. They'll throw it so far. We are in trouble. We are in prison, like you said, forever, indefinite. Unless
you know, he does it.
Yeah.
You know, he wrecks the economy in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does this saying, you know, Osama bin Laden wanted, dead or alive. Now I supported the Osama bin Laden chase. I mean, the guy who orchestrated. Assuming Bush didn't have something to do with that, and I'm not entirely sure he didn't, but just staying, you know, on the standard straight and narrow path that Bush, you know, didn't know anything about 9/11, Osama bin Laden orchestrated a horrendous attack on our country. So what do? We put a minimal amount of troops in Afghanistan. We subcontract the capture of Afghanistan out to Afghan warlords who screwed up. Afghan warlords who are not exactly of high moral character themselves, Afghan warlords who hate us,
mm-hmm.
and who for centuries have you know, changed from side to side and hate foreigners anyway, and then we go invade another country. Does this strike as a paradoxy, or am I just losing my mind?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, and then, you know, nobody really, I mean, well, people do, but he, not really. It's like, you know, it comes up, but then it gets swept under the rug after a while. It's definitely, it shouldn't get swept under the rug. We need to keep that main focus to remember all this stuff.
You know, there is no real evidence out there that supports that Saddam had any connection with Al-Qaeda, or that Saddam even liked Al-Qaeda. Matter of fact, there was a lot of discussion that Saddam hated Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that essentially when bin Laden tried to call Saddam, Saddam hung up on him saying, prank call, don't call me. So what do? We go attack Saddam.
Oh, my God.
The same Saddam who launched a war in 1990, I believe, or 91, against Kuwait, which I think we did the right thing. We went in, we assisted Kuwait in getting back their sovereignty. But this is a whole different thing. I mean, we had the world's support back then, and at least his father played it well. I mean, he went and got consensus from the world. The decision was made, you know, Saddam needs to give Kuwait back, and they told him, give it back, or else bad things are going to happen. And Saddam said, well, let him happen, and, well, bad things happened. But this time there was no provocation, and I think we have a caller, Zach.
Okay.
All right, caller from North Carolina. Joining us from North Carolina is a caller. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just discussing about the topic tonight.
Okay. What the topic tonight is actually the former, you know, North Carolina senator and presidential candidate John Edwards. He confessed to an affair. So basically, we're just trying to figure out, you know, his affair has made, you know, mainstream, people talking about it, whatever. But then, you know, you think about our dear old president, who has lied about weapons of mass destruction, and then just all kinds of, I mean, you know, he's messed up the economy. He ruined it. And so what do you think about that, caller? I mean, an affair that a senator had opposed to the destruction of the first 21st century that our president has made. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, honestly, I think that with George Bush, which could have saw it coming, you know, he's a dumbass, if I had to say on TV, I mean online. But as far as in John Edwards, as far as in what he did, he had the squeaky clean image, and, you know, it was going to catch up with him sooner or later, and it made matters worse as far as in being advertised by media that his wife is overcoming or has breast cancer. And, you know, I don't think that is frowned upon as far as when someone has a reason to cheat on someone. You should never have any reason to cheat on anyone. But as far as in the public eye, as far as in any kind of government role you play, you have to, you know, you have to really think about the things that you do. Now, like I said, now, Bush, I really don't care too much for Bush. He's Republican, and he has made this decade, or not even this decade, the last 8 years, terrible for our country and everything. But I believe as far as his role, it's just not up to him as well. It's up to the whole government as far as that. But John Edwards, what he did was based solely on himself and his weakness in the flesh, I guess you can say. But as far as in George Bush, you know, you had your cabinet, you had Condoleezza Rice, the people who all of a sudden quit at the last minute. So that was a domino effect that was going on with him that was going to be soon hidden. But as far as in John Edwards, it just took one toll, and the media had a fun day with it.
Yeah, you know, and then in my opinion, I think, you know, just taking the affair, you could have a whole show with that, because I'm kind of surprised, and I don't understand why do these presidents and senators and all these people, why do you have these affairs? I mean, you are in the public eye every day, almost every minute of the day. I mean, didn't they learn from the first president? I mean, if anything, you should have learned from Clinton. I don't know. It just seemed like they just keep, trying their hand in the fire. I don't get it. I mean, to me,
Oh, I'm sorry. I think as far as in Bill Clinton was a player.
Oh, wow.
John Edwards was a person who just succumbed under the pressure as far as in the politics. Pressure of trying to keep a good image, knowing that he has these urges himself and that, you know, battling all those times of, like, I think he was running for certain offices and he didn't get it, and I felt like he probably felt like he couldn't go to his wife, knowing that she had own battles, and I guess he found comfort somewhere else. You know, it was selfish of him and everything, but at the same time, we are human. So I think he has more of a reasonable excuse than Bush.
So cheating on your wife when she's ill is a good excuse?
It's never a good excuse, but I'm saying as far as in between Bush and Edwards, you know, I feel, you know, I could be more lenient towards Edwards than Bush any day.
I think too, by the fact that his wife is ill, I think that probably was another reason why it seems so bad, you know, because his wife is ill and he's out slipping out on her. That does look kind of, you know. But all in all, I mean, Jill, just like you said earlier, still, Bush is still, should always and always be in the limelight. I mean, this little, well, he's done, I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start with the just destruction he's done. And I don't know, it seems like he's gonna, you know, go out of his seat just kind of smooth, you know, I mean, no kind of nothing. I mean, you know, he plays golf, he's just relaxing himself, he just sends people over there to Iraq to fight for the country while he's sipping on margaritas or whatever he does in his spare time. That doesn't seem fair.
Are you talking about Bush or are you talking about
Bush. I'm on Bush now.
His, you know, he graduated college with a C, and, you know, I've seen clips of him just being a retard at any given point in time, so it was bound to happen with him. He's just, you know, he's like a spoon, not sharp.
He's not sharp at all.
One of the important questions to ask is, you know, they're saying John Edwards' career is over. McCain had an affair. His career is not over. Larry Craig pled guilty to a sexual encounter with a male vice cop in the airport in Minneapolis. And then he tried to take his plea back. He took back his resignation, and he's still in office. Granted, Edwards should not have cheated on Elizabeth. It was a shitty thing to do, especially given that she was ill and that she's fighting a horrendous disease. And, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a terrible thing to do. But does that make him, should that destroy his career? I mean, does that make him unfit to be, you know, president or unfit to be a cabinet member? I mean, John F. Kennedy was considered a playboy, and he was considered to be, you know, this, you know, really, you know, James Bondish type president, and really hip and young and cool, and you know, he had affairs.
I really feel that, you know, I'm not trying to be like the good guy or the bad guy as far as this topic and everything. Everyone has their own demons to face, and sometimes when we don't face them, that is when, you know, a lot of stuff that we do in the dark comes to light. And, you know, as much as I, you know, as far as what I disagree with Edwards has done, it really, he's no exception to what priests do to their wives, you know, kill their wives or molest children. You know, it's all in the public eye one way or another. And true cancer is something that, you know, I've seen in on my mom's side of the family that people have to deal with and really survive with. So it's nothing to be taken lightly. And I feel that Edwards, I guess, wasn't man enough at that moment to, or he couldn't handle dealing with his wife as far as in how to comfort her. And I'm not sure how many times that she even had to go through it. And I really feel sorry that she had to go through it and this happened, you know, knowing that he might be the father to this woman's child. That, you know, it's a sad sight, but it really happened. It's a lot of things that's happened during this year that people, you know, either they lose faith in one moment or either it just, you know, it seems like sometimes we can't avoid situations or we walk into situations blind and not really thinking that we have any consequences after.
And you know what, that's kind of, that kind of brings me back to a conversation that I was having with a few friends one night, because I remember we were talking about Clinton and you know, how he got put out of office. But, you know, they was on his side. You know, they felt that, you know, what he did with Monica didn't have anything to do with his, you know, with his career, with his work. You know, he was a good president. He did the country good. But what he does in his spare time is his own business. And then, however, I did agree with them. You know, he was a good president, very good. But then at the same time, it's almost like I can see why, you know, they got rid of him. Because to me, you know, it's like he's the president. Of course he's not perfect. We all know that he's not perfect. But, you know, whenever you're a president, whenever you're something like that type, you know, that in that type of leader position, then, you know, the countries, they're kind of dependent on, you know, depend on you to say, you know. And then, you know, if you're out cheating on your wife and, you know, behind her back and having sex in the White House, I mean, it doesn't look good. No, that don't have anything to do with his career, but that's just like one of us. You know, let's say I'm at work. You know, let's say I'm good at my job. You know, I'm just the best. You know, I get promotions. I'm getting raises. I'm really good at my job. But let's say, you know, one day I take the secretary and we have a little something in the bathroom. We get caught. Yo, do you think my job is like, oh, hey, you got caught, but hey, you do good here. Just don't get caught next time. Just go back and work. You know, I mean, so really, I'm going to get fired. You know, because I'm there to do a certain job. You know, that's my personal business. I mean, I guess you could look at it in many point of views, but I can kind of see why, you know, they may get rid of, you know, these people. Because I don't know, because it's kind of like you're personal, and then, you know, you're supposed to be this type of person, and then you get caught doing this, and you're in the public eye, you know, kind of like with your preacher, you know. I mean, if your preacher get caught with, you know, somebody, I mean, I guess in a way it kind of changed how we see that person. Not everybody. I mean, some people still see John Edwards as, you know, whatever. You know, I do too. I mean, to me, you know, it's nothing. But I'm just saying, you know, it can, you know, affect. Do y'all think so? Am I just rambling?
Zach, if you had an affair with your boss, I would lose respect for you. You normally need. Is that a possibility, Zach?
No, it's not because a possibility is not me losing your respect. So no, that can never happen. Cause I can't lose your respect. I love you too much.
All right, we're gonna take a short break.
Okay.
We're gonna take a short break. When we come back, more on would Zach sleep with his boss, and more on the topic. We'll be right back. This is XCN.
Pledging Action is a small grassroots project under the umbrella of Schwab East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution. The organizations we service focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to two organizations in Santiago, Chile, we are always open to serving more sex worker organizations in areas of need. pledging action was created for the benefit of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
Okay, Sugitara. Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Cute.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in.
All right, a Tribe Called Quest. They
my wallet
get
in El Segundo.
That's my jam.
Zach, there is your jam.
That's my jam.
Some rap music for Zach.
That's right. Got to put it in there every now and then.
So Zach, no potential looming affairs and no breaking stories about an affair with your supervisor.
If I have an affair with my supervisor, then they have every right to not only fire me, but to kill me.
I would agree with that, Zach.
Wow. Yeah. Ugh. Okay, let's stay on the topic because I'm actually getting goosebumps. Ugh. Anyway, that's disgusting.
You can join us 646-231-36. 646-231-36. We are talking about North Carolina Senator John Edwards' affair. McCain had an affair. He's still in office. He's running for president. Larry Craig had an affair of sorts. He's still in office. He's doing things, and he pled guilty to that. But media's reporting Edwards' career is over. President Bush lies about weapons of mass destruction. He gets, you know, hundreds of thousands killed. He wrecks the economy. He is a complete thug. And that gets completely, essentially blown off. I mean, we're paying, you know, four times what we paid for gas prior to the Bush administration, and that gets forgotten. But what is the headline story? John Edwards has an affair. And the person John Edwards needs to face is Elizabeth. And just as Clinton's affair was not deserving of impeachement, and the worst, I can't think of a worse punishment for Clinton than having to face Hillary.
Would you
want to tell Hillary you had an affair?
No, not Hillary. Not her. Oof. Wow. Oh, boy. I could just imagine that talk or that argument.
Bet you he slept on the first couch that night.
The first couch?
He may be president.
The first floor.
He may be president of the United States, and he can president of the United States anything he wants to. But with that being said, if Hillary's pissed off, he's not going to be presidenting of the United States in that bed that night. Not going to happen.
Nope. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
So the question, Zach, is would you rather be Clinton facing Hillary, or would you rather have the affair with your supervisor?
I think I'm gonna take my chances on Hillary.
I can see why.
Have you seen my supervisor?
I've heard stories.
Not a pretty sight.
That's what I've heard. You know, I've heard the stories. I want to clear the air about this right off, because I mean I don't want breaking news to suddenly show up on XXBN where, you know, Zach has an affair with his supervisor, and I mean that would taint the very quality of this show, and it's not because of the affair, it's because of the supervisor.
Exactly. I mean, you might as well have sex with a wolf. Have you seen her arms? Well, no, you should see her arms. Oof. I've never seen.
I mean, has your supervisor ever seen a beauty magazine?
I don't think she has. I really don't. And then I don't really think that she's seen soap either, really, because after a while she starts to smell. No, too, I'm so serious. She has this smell. I mean, because sometimes I'd be like, what is that smell? And then I never really smell that smell until she's standing beside me. And then it's like, you know, it doesn't hit you at one time. What it does is it creeps up on you. And you're just like, where is that coming from?
And this is a woman who should know better. This woman sold soap.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
She was a high-level supervisor in a company that is known for selling soap. I mean, you should not smell if you are in that position. You know better. One would guess, you know, they had educational classes or tapes or DVDs or some program to educate staff, and that would make you knowledgeable about things like you know, soap, body scrubs.
Yeah, gels.
Gels, you know, even maybe laser hair removal, you know, I mean.
Shampoo.
Shampoo, you know, foot cleaner.
Yeah, definitely foot cleaner.
I mean, maybe there's a reason why, you know, there was always, like, handouts of peppermint foot lotion.
You know what, now that I think about it, I think they do try to give some people a hint. And she's definitely one of them. But you know, Jill, the funny thing is, see, we sit in cubicles, so she's just, like, on the other side of my cubicle. And she had warned us, you know, one day that her feet was really stinking. You know, so, you know, I thought, you know, she was, well, you know, somewhat joking. But one of them just sitting there, and the smell goes over my cubicle. And I could not believe that was her feet I was smelling, Jill. This is like a, what, 38, 35, 30-something-year-old woman, supervisor. I mean, and her hygiene is through the roof. She's very funky. And then she wears all, like, these tight, sloppy-looking pants. She has no shape, Jill. She has no shape at all. Her butt is flat as a board. You know, she reminds me of a mix between Frankenstein and Rosie O'Donnell. You do the math.
Well, you know, in what I've seen of her, she always reminds me of a porcupine that threw all its quills at something.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
But back to more nauseating topics, you know, please feel free to join us, 646-200-3136, or if you are afraid of the telephone or you have a telephone plan that charges for long distance, you can go to xxbn.net, hit the click to talk button, and if it does not crash the board and drop all of the guests, which we've lost our caller, so perhaps he tried to do the click to talk. Also, Zach, you heard Forecaster Lightbound's update. What are your thoughts on a pending hurricane named Faye striking the Carolinas?
Well, Jill, kind of scary, you know, because whenever you think of hurricane, especially this time of year, which it is hurricane season, you know, you just think of, you know, how bad could it be? You know, you really don't want it. I mean, of course, nobody really wants it to hit us, but, you know, I guess, to be honest with you, I haven't really gave it too much thought. I mean, it's kind of like in the back of my head, I guess, because my everyday life just keeps me that busy. But, you know, when I do sit down and think that it's actually there, yeah, you know, I mean, I mean, well, one thing, we're already in enough disaster. And I'm just, you know, praying that it doesn't hit us. I mean, because, I'm telling you, you know, people are already
struggling.
Well,
you know, it's kind of breaking news, you know. I mean, XBN is kind of one of the first, I think, to take this, you know, to bring in a forecaster and discuss this developing storm. There hasn't been much talk about it other than on AccuWeather. And of course, XBN's forecaster, Rob Lightbound from Crown Weather Services, which you can get continuous tropical weather updates from crownweather.com. Rob is talking about the potential of a hurricane strike on Florida or on the East Coast. There were some discussions in his previous update at 7 o'clock about similarities to Hugo. So stay close with XBN, as we will stay close with Rob Lightbaum. North Carolina Senator Edwards, former North Carolina Senator Edwards. Zach, do you think that he should lose his career?
No, let me think about it. No, I mean, I don't think he should lose his career. I mean, no. I mean, cause to me, that's, I don't know. I don't think he should lose his career.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't think he should lose his career. You know, I think this is between him and Elizabeth. And to be honest,
yeah.
You know, I don't think this is a media story, or it shouldn't have been. This is between him and his wife. And for all of what was discussed by the media about you know, what John did to Elizabeth and how hard he's made her life, Elizabeth has pleaded with the media to drop this and to not make a story out of it. And I think it's hypocritical of the media to take Edwards to task, to front page this, and to even, you know, state that Elizabeth has asked for the media to not make an issue out of this. And we go back to Bush's lies. I mean...
Exactly.
He lied about so much. I mean, who knows whether Iran really has a nuclear program that's a threat? I mean, it's possible. I mean, the Iranian president, I forget his name, but I mean, he said ludicrous, you know, ludicrous garbage about the Holocaust not happening, never happening. And I mean, the guy is obviously a whack job, but so is our president. I mean, who is he to talk? I mean, I saw an interview, Zach, with Bush and his usual vapid, inarticulate manner. He was talking about the Russian invasion of Georgia and demanding the Russians pull back and saying essentially that it's never a good idea to invade other countries. And how can he say that? How can he tell another country don't invade your neighbors when we invaded the country ourselves more than once?
He doesn't think before he speaks. That's the problem. He just speaks. And however it comes out, that's what you got.
I mean, how did this guy get elected twice? Well, once. I mean, he lost to Gore, but his brother was governor of Florida, and his father's friends in the Supreme Court bailed him out. But he got elected. I mean, he did win. He did defeat Senator Edwards and John Kerry. How could something like that happen?
I'm pretty sure people who wasn't for him is asking themselves that every day. And then it's just funny, too. It's just like, you know, it's just how you're just stuck, too. You know, you're just stuck with them. It's too much to bear sometimes, especially whenever, you know, people like us, you know, everyday people, you know, middle class and low class, you know, living, struggling. And just seeing all the things, all the wrong decisions he's making, and it's affecting us, basically, you know? I mean,
well,
it's really
people like us get fired even when there's no reason for us to be fired, just because somebody above us decided you're out of a job. And you know, if we don't have any evidence, we'll just lie and fire you anyway.
Yep. Happens every day.
And why isn't Bush fired? Why isn't Cheney fired? They tried to impeach Clinton for a blowjob. I mean, that's really what it came down to. Yet we've got, you know, two of the worst thugs that we've ever had as president and vice president, and Bush and Cheney. And they, as you said, they've wrecked the whole first part of the century, and it's going to take years for the economy to recover. The soldiers and the families and the Iraqis and, you know, all the deaths on both sides, I mean, that is never going to be undone. It's not like you can apologize away death. You know, the one thing that Zach didn't, or that Zach, that the President Bush didn't do was bring back the draft, which kind of surprised me. I really thought that that was a possibility. And based on my understanding of your age, Zach, you would be somewhat of the age where that could be, you know, an ominous threat for you. And would you want to be, you know, inducted into the military and sent over to Iraq to fight?
You know what, I remember that, and whenever I heard mention of that, I'm telling you, no. Let me tell you something. That would, I mean, in this day and time, that would be one of, well it would be one of the worst things for some, and probably pretty good for others who ain't really doing that. But no, I don't find that good at all. I definitely would not want to be over there fighting. In the military. I mean, I look at it like, why in the world do I want to go fight for this country and die for this country? I mean, that sounds bad and all, but I mean, no, you gotta look out for yourself sometimes. But I definitely don't want to be drafted over there to live and do and take orders and fight. No. And see, my whole thing is, you know, he's doing all this stuff. Why don't he go over there? If you're that worried about trying to stop something, why don't you go over there? Let's send him and his people over there, him and Cheney. Let's send them over there to fight and shoot guns and throw grenades. Why don't they go?
Well, let's talk about Bush and Cheney and risk a little bit. You remember September 11th? Like, you know, all of this stuff went down, and the only public leader that anybody could find was Rudy Giuliani. You know, Bush was flying around the country to Barksdale and Air Force Base in Louisiana, and he was, you know, he flew out, I think, to some fortress out in the Mountain West. Cheney was nowhere to be found. I mean, it wasn't until, what, 8, 9 o'clock that night that he finally got his presidential self back to the West, back to Washington, D.C., and spoke to the nation, you know, and then people were like, oh, well, the president needs to be sick. The president, that's his job. The president needs to be back in D.C., or the president at least needs to be giving a speech and talking to the country about what's happening as it's happening, not flying from point to point. You know, what was he, trying to get as many frequent flyer points on Air Force One as he could that day? I mean, he's the President of the United States. Why was the only public figure available that day Rudy Giuliani and Jesse Ventura? I mean, I remember Governor Ventura of Minnesota was on the news. He was a public figure that day, you know, and granted, he got some stupid questions. I remember seeing one of the questions that Governor Ventura was asked is, are you still going to attend the Governor Ventura Golf Classic later this afternoon? Which Ventura popped a cork and said no, and you know, the press was like, well, why not? And he's like, because I need it elsewhere. I mean, this is on 9/11. But there was nothing from Bush. Nothing.
Because he doesn't take it seriously. I mean,
they couldn't even get, if you read the 9/11 Commission reports, they couldn't even find him to get authority, which only he could give, to shoot down United 93 as it was headed to Washington. You know, if the passengers hadn't rebelled and done, you know, a tremendously heroic thing by you know, taking the hijackers down, however they did it, whether they got into the cockpit or whether Ziad, I can't think of his last name, but whether hijacker Ziad, you know, whether they get into the cockpit or whether they spooked Ziad so much that he brought the plane down himself, they still saved the Capitol. But they couldn't even get in touch with the president to give an order as to whether or not to shoot down a jet that's heading for for D.C. All right, we have another caller calling in.
Okay.
We have about 5 minutes left. I do believe we have a caller.
Hello?
All right, caller from North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on XXBN.
Yeah, my name is Jewel Bullock, and I'm calling from Wilson, North Carolina.
Hi, caller. How are you doing? Oh, my God.
How are you?
Jewel, we have about 4 minutes or so left. Well, what are your thoughts on tonight's show?
Well, as far as the abortion goes, is
the who?
What did you say?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna be. No, what were you saying? Oh, no, we were talking about the president and just Bush and I don't know his name, the senator. They had an affair and all that. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, you're talking about Edwards.
Yes, that's his name. I don't forget his name.
Oh, yeah. But I saw a little clip in there about Edwards. Was it like a cartoon was saying like Bush, like not Bush, but Bill said that he did not inhale, and it was another one saying that Edwards saying that I did not impregnate.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, well, I mean, people always find something on everybody as far as when they be trying to run for Senate and stuff like that. But that was something that kind of was a blow to me when I heard that, because he's not really in anything, and that just come out, you know, like that. And it may not have been something he wanted to come out. Him and his wife may already discuss that, knew about that, you know, were handling their own way. But then when it comes out and the public knows, you know, you have to approach that and say what you have to say and how you handle that situation when it did come about. But, you know, like, just like all these senators and presidents, they're human just like we are, so they're going to have faults. So, you know, can't look at them as superheroes.
That's true.
All right, Zach.
Go ahead.
Zach, we're running out of time. Any final thoughts on tonight's show?
Oh, boy. I would just say that, you know, everybody keep your eye on Bush. He's, you know, the people who voted for him, keep your eye on him, too. You voted for him. Look what you did. So this is the results. We got to just get him out of office, all I can say. Next.
All right, and caller, any final thoughts as we are down to about 1 minute?
Just everybody vote. When it comes to November, everybody votes count. So depending on the other person to vote, you go out there and do your vote too, because your vote counts.
All right, this has been XXBN, Up the Hill, Zach and Jill. Next week, we are going to look at the question about Barack Obama. Talk is that Barack Obama is a Muslim. Barack has said he is not. There's no reason to believe he is not. But even if he was, so what? That is the topic of next week's Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. We will discuss religion and Obama. On behalf of Rob Lightbaum, our Crown Weather Service's XBN hurricane forecaster, on behalf of our callers and my colleague Zach, this is XXBN saying so long. I'm Jill Brenneman. This is XXBN Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill. My great thanks for musical support from Rusted Root, from A Tribe Called Quest, and a very surprising approval for this song today, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. This is XXBN, XXBN.net, XXBNradio.com, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Next scheduled show, The Brenneman Airplane. Guest, Renegade Evolution, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock Pacific. I'm Jill Brenneman. On behalf of Zach, all of our callers tonight from North Carolina, from Rob Lightbound and Crown Weather Service's Forecast Center in Presque Isle, Maine, and for Tara Sawyer in San Francisco, stay so long. We'll see you next time. This is XXBN.
Money. Cuéntame quién es después que extraña en su cuerpo. Cuando muera tu traviesa curiosidad. Cuando memorices todos tus recovecos y decidas otra vez regresar.